This recording is a production of Faith Builders Resource Group. This recording was made at Reach 2019, held on March 22 and 23, 2019, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, thank you, and good to be with you all. I always enjoy being here and talking to you and being here, and as a matter of fact, we made some effort to be here. Actually, yesterday we were in Seattle enjoying beautiful cloudless skies. And I don't know if you know anything about Seattle. Seattle is always raining. So we came home from the cloudless Seattle to the raining Lancaster County. But it's good to be here with you. I'm glad to be here. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to look at how the mindset of the way people are thinking in tech about how you should be productive. And we're just going to go through and look at a couple things. And I have this slide. I'm not sure if it's in the right order here. Yes. We're going to use Microsoft Teams, which is a new Microsoft product. I'm sure. Has anybody heard about Microsoft Teams already? Okay, so there's a bunch that have. It's kind of a new product. And I'm not trying to, you know, be just a Microsoft fanboy or anything like that. We're using it as an example of the way actually multiple vendors are thinking. Slack would be another one. But how you bring things together to be productive and get things done. So we'll use Teams, but you could think there'll be some other products too. I'm familiar with Teams, so I'll use that as my example. This session's kind of intended to answer the question. Sometimes people ask me, you know, I go to church and people ask, well, what's new in tech? And it's a little hard to answer it in a sentence or two. So this is going to try to answer that a little bit. You know, what's new, what's next, and what is the, kind of the trends in tech? And we're going to look at that a little bit. We're going to actually do things. Don't get worried if you can't follow every last detail. The intent is not to train you how to do every little step. We're going to do some things, but it's more to trigger ideas and notify you of new possibilities. That's kind of what we're thinking to do. And so I'm just going to back up. I have my slides in the wrong order for some reason. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at using Teams as a paradigm for the way you think about things, as opposed to in the good old days, we kind of thought about files and folders. But the new way to think about things is in Teams kind of way of thinking. And it's a Microsoft product, but it's also a way to think about it. You know, you have a group of people, and that's the hub of where you do things. And then we're going to look at Microsoft Teams doing communicating, whether it's in office or globally. And we talked about that kind of hub, creating spaces to work, easily organizing and securing your files, collecting data. So a common thing that, you know, almost all of you probably do is you collect data both internally and externally facing. And we're going to show how you can do it extremely easy and pump that information right into your team. Also, another trend, obviously, you know, how many of you have cell phone here with you today? And how many have data and you can get on the internet right now, right where you're at? Okay, so I want this session, you can get your phones out. I'm going to get you to do some things for me. So if you just want to have that ready and have it available, I'm going to try to have that something we can do. But the real trend is to make, often files and folders were not the most optimal way, you know, on a mobile, like you're trying to find down in folders. It's just not a really good way to go about things. But we're going to look how mobile fits in this whole thing. And then I was talking to... You're covering your name, so Josh, and he's a programmer, and how we can bring very custom things right into that team workspace. So we'll look at that a little bit, and how you snap different apps together. So in the good old days, if you want to snap apps together, it's kind of a programming job, but that's a little different now. And doing all this with the ability to still have an administrator that can control things. So if you go and say, you know, everyone go get WhatsApp, you know, who's going to be able to centrally manage this thing? So, and we already went through that one. A hub for working. So Microsoft Teams, as one example, allows you to communicate, collaborate, and customize and still manage things. That's kind of the... So, and there's multiple ways you can communicate. You can chat. You can do video conferences. you can bring together all the apps that you're using in one place in a simple way. And I'll go over that a little bit more. You can get custom pieces and snap them right into where you work. And we'll also show that a little more. And you still are secure, and you can administrate this thing. So for most businesses, there's a typical set of apps that you use, and it's a whole bunch of them. You know, you might use WhatsApp to chat and do push-to-talk. How many of you in your organization use WhatsApp? So very common to use WhatsApp. So you have WhatsApp. Your marketing might use Twitter or Facebook, maybe, if you're really forward, you know, thinking. You can do posts, replies, likes, and statuses and updates, those kind of things. Then the good old way of doing files. You have files and folders, you know, this big, long files and folders kind of thing. You might use Dropbox, you might use Google Drive, or you might, you know, have a server somewhere, and you put your files there. Your phone system, totally separate system, unconnected in almost any way. It's just like another thing on your desk that you use, and that's your phone system. That's another piece that you use. You might in your office, and I'm not sure who has this, who in your office on your desktops use Instant Message and Presence, where you instant message other people in the office. Okay, the programmer's going to do that up front here, and at CLP they do it. What do you use?
We use Slack.
Use Slack. Okay, so Slack is another way to think. Microsoft Teams and Slack are very similar products, actually. So, team-based collaboration, and there we have it, Slack. They might use Slack, so CLP apparently uses Slack. And that is, you know, once again, having a group of people, and you have this ongoing chat, instead of trying to do emails. So it's very common in small businesses, they'll have emails, and it's really chatty, and it's hard to follow the threads, and sometimes they don't include people, and you can't go back and search everything because they forgot to include you. Slack takes care of those kind of problems. Another one is if you want to have meetings with people in other organizations, or maybe your own organization, if it's spread throughout the world. Is there anyone here that uses WebEx, or GoToMeeting, or some dial-in conferencing kind of system? Okay. Shenandoah. Okay, you have a kind of a spread out admin group, so it makes it. Video meetings, Zoom, Outlook for your calendar. If you do, and there's probably, I'm not sure if Shenandoah or who might all do broadcasts, so they'll use YouTube broadcast to do broadcasts or streaming. And then what if you want to record the video so you can listen to it back, you know, later on? So then you have YouTube. And this is not an uncommon group of apps organizations might need to pull all together to do all the different kinds of things you need to do. And, oh, you might have an intranet. I almost forgot my last piece on there. And really, Microsoft Teams tries to bring those all in a coherent, single piece. So you have all of those in one product that's pretty straightforward and simple to use. So, what is Teams, Microsoft Teams? I said I was in Seattle, and that's because once a year we go out there for a week to sit with the Microsoft people that work with Microsoft Teams. And last year when we were there in 2018 at the MVP Summit, they said that Satya Nadella thinks of Microsoft Teams as kind of a meta OS. It's almost like a complete operating system. They're not saying they're throwing out Windows. Don't go and say that. But you could almost think of it as entirely. So if you walk up to a computer, sign into Microsoft Teams, you have all your files, you have all your chats, you have all your video conferencing, you have everything. It's almost like you signed into another Windows. So it's an interesting way to think about it. He didn't say that publicly. He said that internally. And I thought it's a very interesting, it's quite interesting. Teams brings almost all the Microsoft products into one app, where you can just kind of seamlessly use it. You know, instead of going here for Outlook and going or here for calendar, going there for meetings, going over here for chat, it's just one, and it kind of works in a seamless way. So bringing those all together. So what does it look like? So the first thing is one-to-one chats. Very, there it worked. So if we want to do a one-to-one chat, we just click on chats. Makes very much sense. We can, there would be kind of, I'm just going to pull Japheth here because he's back at our office and he agreed to do some demos here with us. So hello from Reach. And just a simple chat. So I forget who said they use instant message in-house, the programming, or maybe CLP. That kind of does the chat part. You know, typical Skype for Business used to be another product that would do that. You know, maybe Skype. Did you say what you were using? You're using Slack. Yeah, Slack does something very similar. So instant messaging. And phone calls. So you don't have to buy another Cisco or Avaya or 3CX or some other phone system. It's just built in here. So you go over here to calls, and you can make phone calls. You can do, you know, call external people, call internal people. And if you, you know, what we find is a lot of people, they use headsets anymore. So my generation is very comfortable with headsets. Some people aren't. You can buy phones that you plug in, and it just acts like a regular good old traditional phone handset. You can get speaker phones and all the kinds of things you need to. So you can also do phones. Phone meetings. So online meetings. So recently I was with a group, and I was just on the – I wasn't the part of the board, but a board wanted to have a meeting. They wanted me to sit in with it. And what I could not believe – I mean, if you wanted to do a conference call, how would you do it? What the person did, and I didn't want to be critical, he pulled out his cell phone and he called one person. He laid it on the table. Then he got his – asked for someone else's for their cell phone, called them, laid it on the table, put it on a speakerphone, and so they could all hear each other. It doesn't have to be that hard. It can be very simple. Online meetings can be extremely simple to set up. So if we go over here to calendar, and this is whether they join with a PC or whether they join with a phone, you go over here and you can say, this is our board meeting from Ghana. And we can go over here and invite someone. Let's say we're going to invite Japheth. And if I can click on that, so we'll add him. Maybe we'll add maybe just another kind of dummy user here, so we have a couple people in. We could put an agenda with it, and we could say we're going to say select a channel to meet in. We're not going to bother putting this in a channel. We're just going to say this is just an ad hoc, you know, meeting that everyone can join, and we're going to say schedule. Everyone will get the emails, and either they can click on it and dial in, and they're in this meeting. No one has to be trying to get people in. On their calendar, they'll get an update. They can just join. It's super, super, very easy. And there's phone numbers. You know, if you're using this service, there's phone numbers from around the world. So if they're in Europe or some, you know, if you're a mission that has people all around, they can join from anywhere. And it's just as simple as clicking on here to join it or dialing in with a phone number. So meetings don't have to be hard at all. So then meetings, and I just happened to be in Ghana, so I kept thinking about some things. So one of the things, we have a mission, Mid-Atlantic has a mission in Ghana, and so how do you keep your field people connected, you know, in a really nice way? And I was curious, you know, do they have the internet that can do this? Well, you know, even in Ghana, they can do nice video calls. They already have a room with a projector in it, can do very nice video calls. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to demonstrate by calling my colleague, Japheth. Okay, and I'm just gonna, and you know what, it's not showing, but it's just on mine, it just popped up and said join. So I'm just gonna join here. So we have, all right, and so it was just a matter of one click. If you're on a PC, you'd have to dial in. I mean, if you're on a phone, obviously you're not gonna get the video. All right, Japheth, did I unmute myself, which is a very common problem? Okay, Japheth.
I can hear you.
Okay. And what I have here, my suggestion, this thing really is a cheap, very, very cheap. It's less than $100. But if you're going to do meetings, just get one of these because they're just great. Notice how great the audio is.
Hello.
Yeah. So how are you doing this morning, Japheth?
I'm doing well.
And I'm sorry my camera is not facing the room so that you can actually... see.
Oh, that's fine.
If I lift it up, I'll probably make the cables. But very nice, very simple, and really stay connected with people using video. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It's very straightforward. So a couple things I want to show here. Javis just did something. He was sitting. Do you want to turn it off and on again so they notice it? So he did background blur. It's just an automatic, you click a button and it gets rid of anything behind you. Probably everyone saw the fellow that was interviewed and his child came up and kind of, you can turn that on and they'll never know when they come in the room and do that. And it's built right in. It's just one click to turn it on. And as a matter of fact, we could turn it on here. So let me, if I just go background blur, and then on mine you can see it's kind of blurring out the back, but I'm small enough that it's a little hard to see it. So, and another thing, recording. Very, very straightforward recording. Just click start recording, and it'll probably give a little notification that it's doing it. And yeah, up here, it's recording now. So it's going to record, and then after the meeting, the recording will be there for anybody that failed to join. So all the people like me that are always 10 minutes late, and they don't get to see the first part of the meeting, they can just join afterward and see the meeting. It's no problem. And then another thing that is turn on live captions. And what this will do is it'll automatically just transcribe what you're saying into text.
And good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. And I think I'll just turn the audio off because we don't even need it. We can just go by the text.
Okay. That's a pretty neat feature.
Yeah, I'd say it is very, very good. And you can imagine what can be done with translation and things like this. But it's extremely... I'm not watching it if it's saying something really strange. But typically, it's quite good transcription. And you'll notice how it's almost real time. And this is not some expensive add-on. So one of the nice uses for this is if you're somewhere, if you're driving or you're with someone else and you can't really have the audio going, sometimes I'll join a meeting and I can still see what they're saying without actually even having the audio going. So a very interesting feature. And possibilities going forward is searching the text of what happened in a meeting that you didn't get to. So... All right. Thank you for that, Japheth. And I might do some... Do you have anything else that you wanted to say?
Well, I sent you an instant message.
Okay. I will...
It should be in the chat of this meeting.
Okay. So you can also chat while you're in a meeting, and that's what he's saying. So sometimes when there's a meeting that's more than a couple people, sometimes you want to say something. What did it say something bad there?
It doesn't know his name.
Oh. Common... We spend half of our time trying to... Say, tell people how to pronounce his name. It's like almost damages some people's mouths trying to say it. Finally, sometimes we just give up and say, just call him Jay. End of story. So, yeah.
Came up as Jay Fifth.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some, and maybe just, well, I'll just let it go so you can get a sense of how it does it. So another thing you're going to notice here on chatting is translation in text. So let's say you have someone from another country and they, like Japheth did, typed in Chinese, since he's very proficient in Chinese. So you can go here and say, translate. And it just automatically will translate it. So you can have a group of people that are totally different languages in the chat piece. It can be translated. Okay. So I'm kind of curious, what language is this now, Japheth?
That's Haitian Creole.
Okay. Could I get that? And we're doing this all real, so if something doesn't, please turn your Bibles in. And you notice he's doing it in multiple different languages, and it just automatically detects what the language is. Oops. Click on there. Yep. And if you want to switch it back, you can see the original if you want to learn that language for some reason instead of just translate it automatically. All right. Okay. So you get that idea of how it can translate. And none of this is super hard to implement, super expensive to buy. It's just really available stuff. So, all right. I think I will hang up so we can get the recording, but thank you for that. And,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Japheth.
Have a good conference.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and I don't know if you noticed how clear and almost like he was present audio, and it just makes... I just really encourage you, if you're going to do like conferences on your phone, just get a device. They're not expensive, and they make the experience just almost like in person. Go ahead.
Is that a mic and a speaker?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a mic and a speaker. And it's a USB. I'm not sure even how much it's. It's probably $100 or less, but it just really makes it. So some people say, you know, we try to do conferences and it's just awful, and you know, then I realize they're using little earbuds and you know, and the, you know, it just get a USB little speakerphone and it can really make a good experience. All right, so now after we're out of this, you'll notice we can see all that we were all the chat that we were talking. It's still in there, so if someone comes after the fact, they can see it. And we'll notice that the recording has stopped, and it's saving it. So we'll come back in a couple of minutes. I maybe left the recording go too long. It might take a little bit, but usually doesn't take that long. And then we'll come back, and we can view it and see what that looks like. All right. All right, so some of the ways you can communicate using Microsoft Teams, just build in. You don't have to worry. It just works. And another thing is Microsoft is and other vendors, Slack would be as well. They're really, we're going to make this work on mobile as well as desktop, as well as other devices. Like we have, you know, a headset. A lot of what we notice is unless, you know, my age and down, you know, people are very comfortable using headsets. They've gotten used to it with their mobile phones, and they're fine using that at work, and it works really, really smooth. But for those, you know, if you have people that still want a traditional phone, that's available, and there's other devices to do it too. So the next thing we're going to do is show you how you can create one of, you know, like a space where you work in, and we're just actually going to do it. You know, we talked about it that, you know, I don't know if you know, I'm just going to pick a random person. If you were going to make like an area where you have a group of people and you kind of want to work on something, how would you do it currently? How would you do it? I'm just curious.
Are you talking about technology or?
Yeah, let's say technology.
We probably just do emails reply all.
Yep. Okay, so that's if you're kind of a disparate. Let's say anybody else have any ideas how you currently do it? One of the things
we also do messaging with a group like GroupMe,
like a WhatsApp or a GroupMe.
Yeah.
Yep. That's another one that's common. Yep. And these, you know, another thing, if you're at work, you might make some folders and have a place where people can put things. It's kind of a model in my mind. I'm very technical, and frankly, I always forget where the folders are. I never can find the folders. Can any of you find folders? I never can find anything. Even if I just made it yesterday, I can't find it. But you know, we don't think in, you know, yellow like endless hierarchies of folders. That's just not how humans work. How do we work? Well, I know I talked about this with Japheth and I'm too far away. I can't quite see your name.
Dwight.
And Josh. I know I easily can remember that. So why don't we work that way? And that's kind of the way Teams is focused, so I'm just going to back up here. For some reason, that thing's a little bit out of order. Okay, so we ask about how you would set things up. And then another question is, how do you keep it secure? So let's say you're at work and you have something that some people should see, but other people may not see. How do you do that?
OneDrive.
Okay.
Invite who can.
Yep.
Who can read it and who can edit it.
Yep, that's a way to do it. Yep. And how many of you know how to set up OneDrive and make sure you get the permissions correct? And then who can see this thing and who can't? OneDrive's pretty good, actually. Actually, OneDrive's underneath all this stuff. It just does it automatically. So, and then, okay, so you have a file. You made a file. You saved it yesterday and you put it in a folder. But what do you immediately want to do with the file? Well, you want to look at it and talk about it, right? So how do you talk about it and keep it attached to the file? So like you could do emails with this endless streams of emails, but then you add someone, you know, you talked about this for, you know, an hour, and then you add a new person into the, how can they see what you talked about? So, and then how do you search for this? Email gets to be a little bit of a mess. So the idea is to create a team, which is a group of people, and I had this just in case there was no internet and I couldn't make this work, so I'm just going to switch here to, there we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a new team, and what I really want to show you is how simple it is that anybody, even very low technical, you can do it. First of all, you can create it, and you can secure it, and be pretty confident that not the wrong people are going to get into it. Okay, so we go down here to create a new group. Whoops, just cancel out of that. And I want to be over here in Teams. So we want to create a new team. And you don't have to remember all the steps, but just that it's fairly straightforward to do it. So I want to build one entirely from scratch. I'm not going to, and it's going to be private because we want to secure it. We only have a certain group of people that can see this. And we're going to say it's Reach. I want to make it capitals and 2019. And I'm going to say one, just to give it a name. And this is Reach Stuff. And so the next one is inviting who you want to be in this. So who are the people that we want in here? Well, we're going to want Japheth. And we're going to say, let's say Matt. That's my other Matt. I have two users here just to keep everyone confused. But okay, so we'll add that. And we know that they're just members. They can't control things. They can just see things, right? And then close. And so now we have this team. Any files that get put in here, which we can easily add files, only those users can get it. It was very straightforward. You don't have to worry that it'll change on you. It's going to stay where it is, and it just works. We have very common that in businesses, they'll have like a network drive. And they just lose who can see this thing. They're just very confused about who can see it. Well, here it's quite easy. You know, you just come back to Reach 2019, Manage Team, and you can see who the people are that have access to it. It's fairly straightforward. Okay. Okay. So then the next thing that we're going to probably want to do is we're going to start working. So what I didn't show you is we have one channel in there. So we can add additional channels. So add a channel, give that a name. Did I click on that? We can say this is the marketing people, and we can make it show in everybody's list. And so now there's two channels that people can put things in. They can talk about things, you know. So Japheth immediately jumped in here and started talking. I can reply to him, you know, hello. This is, and maybe I could just take that off so I'm not shouting all the time. This is great. You know, and we can collaborate. So very straightforward to set up. So the next thing we're going to probably want to do is maybe collect some data. So we might want to, you know, do just some discussions, add some files, that kind of thing. But I'm going to jump right into the complicated. So, okay, we made this team, and now we want to, and notice you did not see it, but I'm just going to switch back. What Japheth did, just like on Facebook, you can like stuff. You can like stuff and hate stuff. So it's kind of, I can get my Hoovered here in front of 60 people. Yeah, so just like Facebook, you can, you know, we said this is kind of almost like a, you know, you can do posts, you can, you know, see how people feel about it, and you can interact. So he just did that for us. But we're gonna collect some data, and we're gonna customize this team by very simply adding a way to collect some data from some users. And I'm trying to think where am I trying to land time-wise? It's our moderator. 11:30, gotcha. Okay, thank you. All right, so what we're going to do is very straightforward. Once again, everything we did so far, no technical person needed to be involved. It's very straightforward to do it. But what we're going to do is we're going to add a form to collect some data from someone external. And we're going to do a shared one. And we're going to say this is the Reach sign-up form. And it's going to be very, 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 very simple. But all I did is I said, you know, I want to add a tab, I want to add a form. And, okay, so now it's letting me configure this thing. So we want to add a question. So, you know what? A great first question might be, you know, first name, last name, questions or comments, and email address. Actually, they guessed pretty much what I wanted to do. Typically you have to go down through and add these, but it knew what I wanted to do. And I think I'll add those as a selected thing. We could have typed them in manually. We can change the names. We can do whatever we want. But I kind of like that. That kind of did what I wanted to do. So what I'm going to do here is make this thing so I'm going to make it so that everyone can get that. Doesn't have any results yet. Okay. settings there. And I'm going to say, I want to let anybody with the link can respond to this. So accept responses. That, sounds good to me. And I think my screen's a little small to see everything I want to see here. So what I'd like to do is get the link to it.
Can that be used externally, like survey monkey?
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. You can have it that's just for your internal user, or you can do external. What I'm trying to do here is do it external. So, yes. And what I wanted to do. Is get it so I could get you to sign in, but I think our time is getting a little limited, so maybe what I'll do is I'll just type something in myself here. So, just go like this. And you'll notice it put the file in our files. It's secured. Only the people here that need to get it can get it. Okay. And what you should be able to do here is get a link which you can send to people and they can just fill it in and fill it. Which for some reason I am not seeing that. Oh, share. That's what I wanted, sorry. So we'll copy this and we'll just go in another browser here. And I was going to make a link so you could all go in and do it, but I think I'll just, in the interest of time, do it from this screen here. I get my mouse over there. And give you what it would look like from an external user here. Okay, so I'll bring that over here. The two screens just throw me for a little bit of a loop here. Tell you what, I'll just fill it out from the other. Just going to quickly fill it out. Just type something in here. Matt@landis.com. And some questions. And of course, you're not seeing it because the resolution's a little odd, but. Okay, get that out of your way. So we go over here to. And so now, just inside, no programming, very straightforward. We can write in, right inside here, we can see the responses that people are giving. It wasn't, no programming or anything, just simple. We can see the responses. Matt, looks like Japheth saw this and gave a response as well. And it's right available. And what we showed there is a way you can customize this workspace. So we put this ability to send things in, and I just use Forms, Microsoft Forms, but there is almost any modern app out there, you can do this kind of same thing. Easily snap functionality into this that's associated with this this team. Whether it's, you can see the list. It's a whole list there. All right. Right, so back to my. And I was going to do it, but just in the end, it seems like we're getting close on time. But now we have a dashboard, right? We can see the responses that are coming in. It's straightforward to work with. Moving on then to mobile devices. Everything I did, if I would go on my mobile device, everything I just did, making that team, the files, the dashboard, everything, it's available from a mobile when I'm on the road. So I can do that. Another thing is, because it has push-to-talk, a little bit like WhatsApp, if you're familiar with that, it's built in. I can WhatsApp. So if you have somebody that's out on the road, like in a business scenario that's a trucker and you want to keep connected, it can kind of act as a push-to-talk kind of radio. Another thing is, you know, one of the problems we have is you want to get a notification to a person, but they have their phone and they're getting a billion notifications. How do you even, like, you know, you want to wake somebody up in the middle of the night because there's an emergency, but how do you do that? Because they turn all their notifications off because they don't want to get bombarded. Well, there's this idea, and it's kind of analogous to a pager. It's called priority notifications. So you send a message to someone, mark it as a priority notification, and it keeps vibrating and buzzing until they acknowledge it. So it can break through. Very, you know, anymore, we just have so many messages and so many, you know, you can't really get through. How do you? And we were almost to the point where maybe we should give them a pager so we have some way to, you know, actually get their attention. And this kind of gives you a way to do that. This is not quite, it's coming very shortly. So that part. And then bringing things into this team very easily. So let's say I want to, you know, I'm just walking around, and so I'm in this reach, I'm on the road here, and I'd like to send that to this team. I'm seeing this and I want to send that. So what I can do on my phone is I go reply, I say photo. What I actually want to do is take a photo, and I'm going to say it's a document. So I'm here and I, you know, take a picture of it and send it. So what I did, let's switch back here. So if we go back to our conversation, what I did is very instant. I took a picture, but you'll notice it did a couple things. It straightened it out for me. It put it in there. You can take pictures of whiteboards, and it'll brighten things up so you can actually see the whiteboard. But very easy, instantaneous way to get things from real world into your team very easily. And, of course, you could send photos that are on your phone, that kind of thing, too. And also all the apps, so the things like that form thing I did and other apps, you can get those onto the mobile device. Anything that you do on the desktop also is available on your mobile. So it just works. The other thing is, another common problem is people want a time clock. And so there's all kinds of, they call them first line worker apps. It's apps that people that are not sitting at a desk, they're walking around doing things. And they're just one click from the mobile. So time clock, and it's also GPS verified. So you make sure that they're at a place that they're supposed to be punching in from. So, add your custom. So, we easily made a team. We added some functionality by one of those tabs at the top. But another thing about Microsoft Teams is you can embed your own way you do things right into the user interface. This is a little unusual. So, you know, in the past, if you have WhatsApp, you can't really add things in there. It's kind of fixed. Whereas Teams lets you actually modify the UI to add things that you want to do. So, for example, we already talked about adding a tab, and you can add tabs. It could be, you know, in our sales, we have in our sales team of Atlantis Technologies, we have a sales tab, and that's an Excel spreadsheet with some analytics on it because we look at it all the time. It's pinned right up on the tab there. You can easily see it. You don't have to go find the file because where is it? I never can find it. It's just right where you want it. And then another thing is bots. And this is, it's almost easier to show than talk about it. So this is where you can interact with an app. And I'm just going to reply again. Well, maybe we'll start a new conversation. You can interact with one of these apps by using its name. So forms. So I knew that we added this form app to our team. And now I can interact with the thing. What I want to do is I want to create a survey. So, do you want pizza? Yes. No. Nope. Okay. Oops. Get out of that. So you notice what it did now, just by that very quick little. Now you can quickly get a pool of people internally, you know, what do they want? And they can real time, you know, click on this and you'll see them as they're answering. And that's just one example. I mean, not everyone's going to use the form, but it's kind of handy. You know, we have 20 people at our office and you want to quick get a, you know, a survey of what they want. So you can easily do it. But that's just one example. You know, that's just the forms app, but there's all kinds of, you know, almost every other app you can think of can do these kinds of things. And if you'll notice, Japheth is demonstrating how this two-way works. He sent us a message. I have no idea what he said, but let's give it a go.
This message is from my mobile client.
Okay, so he did basically a talkie-walkie into the team. So he pressed his button and said, hey. So really nice for, you know, very mobile, you know, something like a refugee camp where you're, you know, on the go all the time. It's great to, and you still get that into where you can actually, you know, the back office can see it if you want to. But between phones, it really feels, it's in essence like a talkie-walkie. And then if I want to, you know, obviously just like we already talked, you know, I can like it. You can, you know, just all the normal things. I can reply, thanks for that demo. So you can reply, work with it. And then talking about more ways where you can embed your functionality. So we have tabs, we can, you know, at mention an app and interact with it that way. But then another one is the compose, and that's down here. We can actually add things we would like to do when we create a message. And there, once again, you can add from a lot of existing apps. One of them I added was Wikipedia. Just as an example of what you can do here. But you, when I do this, you could imagine this is maybe your invoicing app. So how does it go? You say, hey, could you look at an invoice for me and tell me what's going on with it? So what do? They immediately go to your accounting system. They're trying to find this invoice. So imagine that, you know, I'm just trying to give a sample here, an example. So, and I'll just do something safe here. This is just a programming language. But imagine that I looked up an invoice and I inserted it right into this team, and there was a link on it. They could click on it and would go to that invoice. Just trying to give you an idea of how this could work. This would require Josh's programming expertise to make that custom app for your invoicing app. But now I inserted, let's say, you know, it's Wikipedia, but trying to give you the idea, you know, how much is this? You know, any problems here? Oops, and I guess he jumped it ahead of me there. You know what? It's down here. I say, and he's praising, giving some examples there. Anyhow, I think because he did that, it jumped me away from where I was going to be, but let's go like this again. Jump in there and, you know, how much or some question. And the nice thing is they can, you know, just click on it, go, instead of them going and finding it as well. And then they can come back and say, yeah, no problems, and give you your feedback. You know, bringing your business functionality right in line. And, you know, you can add more apps in here. So I just added one, but the way you do it is you just go up here. He was using this Praise app, but I could pin that, and so now it's right in line here as well. So you can just put it right as you work. You know, previously, your communication apps, your instant messages, you couldn't modify them. They were kind of fixed. Where here, you're kind of making what you want to do and putting it right in place. You can use pre-built ones. We looked at the forms one. We looked at the Wikipedia one. If you wanted a custom one for your invoicing app, for example, or, you know, that might be something you'd have to get a programmer like Josh to do something like that for you. And then we are getting right on our time, I think, aren't we? But another thing you can do is you can bolt together different apps. And what I was going to give you an example here is, and I'll just quickly verbally explain it. But so let's say we want to bolt together Excel, and you do something in Excel, and it sends a message to Teams. Without any programming, using Microsoft Flow, but there's other vendors, you know, If This Then That is another vendor that does something like this. But you can bolt to two different apps together and have them interact. So what I was going to demonstrate is you enter a record in Excel, and it puts a message in here and say, hey, a new record was added, and people can interact with it in Teams. Another one you could do, for example, for a little while I had a button that I could press on my phone. Or I should say, I made a button that I can press on my phone that messages Rosalind and says, I'm coming home. So I do it every time I leave. Every time I leave work, just so I'm getting, Rosalind has a little idea when I'm getting home, you know, I'm coming home. For a while, I had it that when I left my office, it would automatically say, I'm coming home. But the problem with that is I wasn't always coming home when I left the office. But it's just ideas of things that you can do. You can bolt together multiple all right. And then the last thing is you can secure and manage. So all of this, you know, people can go wild and they're doing all kinds of things, but you can still administrate it. Administrator can oversee the teams, make sure you're not getting too carried away with it, still administrate it and keep it secure. So, all right. I think I've landed here, so I'll let you take it from here.
This recording and many others are available from Christian Learning Resource, the campus bookstore at Faith Builders. For more information, call 1-814-789-4769 or visit us online at www.christianlearning.org.